This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Davis bluffed the three. Now Davis the screener. And the roller and the finisher. Nice pass and a pretty easy finish. Davis.
And as you could hear in the background, the crowd went absolutely berserk when that happened. I'm sorry, Alec. You know what? This wasn't planned.
Uh-oh.
Can we go ahead and
off script, baby,
and re-rack that clip one more time so we can hear how pumped everybody is? Look, I know the naysayers are going to be like, because the game wasn't in Dallas. I'm going to argue this is a very similar reaction as you will get when the Mavericks are back at home.
Davis bluffed the three. Now Davis the screener. And the roller and the finisher. Nice pass and a pretty easy finish.
Brooklyn knew what was in for them that night. They were like, this isn't going to be easy.
Yeah, they're like, the hell you are going to out-tank us. And so, Corey, you helped get this kind of like topic going.
Oh, I did?
Yes, you did.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And it was, look, there's a lot of positives. Anthony Davis is back. Maybe if this is what you want.
PJ looks pretty healthy.
Exactly. The Mavericks are back in for now, the play-in, and they can make a playoff race. And maybe you could still potentially get back Gafford and Lively. I get it. So I'm not discounting any of those positives. But when I was putting it together, I was like, I don't care. And I'm just telling you, I'm watching the games and stuff because it's my job, right? But I care way more about the Stars game last night. I care way, way more about opening day for the Rangers on Thursday. We're going to be there, Whataburger opening day. Because I was born and raised in the Metroplex here. We all were. I just right now, I don't know how soon it's going to change. And maybe it's just because the Mavericks have struggled so much. I just really find myself I'm struggling when I'm watching the game to be like, yeah.
It's, this is not a popular thing to say because I did love Luka too. But Kevin, as long as he's been, like, as long as I've known about him, Anthony Davis has been one of my favorite players.
True.
I mean, you've known that for a while. I've always loved. So whenever the trade happened, there was part of me that was very excited because we got Anthony Davis. The other part was like, but why couldn't we have both? Like, why couldn't we figure out a better trade? But here we are now. And so at some point, I either have to say I'm done being a Mavs fan and I'm never going to be a Mavs fan again, or I'm going to move on and go with this thing. This season doesn't look like a championship season anymore.
Sure.
And so for a lot of people, they're like, well, that was a good try, but without Kai, we can't do it. And I get that. I think whenever this team comes back, if it has a healthy Anthony Davis, who is, you've coined it Data Davis, you never know.
Yes.
A healthy PJ, Daniel Gafford, Lively.
It's a good team.
You don't have a transcendent fourth quarter takeover guy in Kyrie, but you have a very good basketball team. I can see the vision. Like, I totally see the vision of what they're trying to accomplish. I just liked, we've said this about radio. People like what they like. I liked Luka.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to watch Anthony Davis continue to do what he's doing. And somebody said he was the sixth best scorer last night. He was the hub of what most of that offense was. Now, you watch him last night. He was distributing. He was doing a lot of different things on the court. Sometimes there were threes. I was like, that one's got to go in, and it didn't. I was like, that was a perfect pass. But that looked more like a team than a bunch of individuals last night, and that's what I think the expectation is.
I could see that. And somebody said from the 682, I disagree, Kevin. I still love my Mavs. I want to make this clear. It's a difference between, and Corey and I talked about this before the show, it's a difference between kind of where my headspace is and where Mike's headspace was. When he's like, I'm just done with the NBA. I'm not done with the NBA. I just don't have that same level of enthusiasm specifically watching the Mavs this year. I hope they win. I would prefer they win. But like, if it's in the third quarter and there's a transition basket to take it from 5 to 7 point lead, I'm not like, oh, in your face, Brooklyn. Yeah. Like I frequently am when watching sporting events. And it looks like there's a lot of people who feel that way from the 817. I don't care at all. From the 214, the Mavs and Luka trade maybe lose all interest in basketball. From the 214, they also use a different phrase for saying that they don't care and made Mike quit the fan. That I just want to say, I know the timing worked out well on that. I do not believe those two things are directly related.
But you don't not know.
I think you have a pretty good feel for that as well. And from the 469, maybe it'll change for next year, but I can't with this team right now. And I think it could have been different, Corey and Alec, if Kyrie would have still been there and Anthony Davis. Like, I still would have been bummed that Luka wasn't there, but I was like, hey, we tried a new direction. We're third in the West. Let's see what happens in the playoffs. But when Anthony Davis immediately gets hurt, so does Gafford. Lively's already out. And then you lose Kyrie for the season. I'm like, all right, so I don't get to really see your new look direction this year. And that's taken a lot of my enthusiasm as well.
You can still care and be disinterested in my mind. Like you said, there's so much going right now, at least with two other teams in the Metroplex, to be excited about. You have a Stars team that's hopefully going to make a Stanley Cup push, which I think they are primed and ready for.
Agreed.
I don't think that's misguided whatsoever. I think the Rangers have one of the best lineups in baseball, and I'm intrigued to see how the rotation holds up. Like, there's just intrigue, general intrigue with the other two teams. Whenever you trade away your homegrown superstar and nobody on this roster can stay healthy and you're kind of just playing for a misguided play-in spot, I'm just not interested. I care. I'm always going to love the Mavericks, but like you said, Kyrie Irving not being there, not having 77 on the floor, at least a 77 that we're ever going to care about to the same level as we did Luka. Anthony Davis on a minutes restriction. I'd love watching him at his best. You know, if he was ready to roll, if we were a few wins higher, a few spots higher in the playoff seating, I'd be a lot more intrigued. But it's a hobbled Anthony Davis on a minutes restriction. And who else? Not many other options to get excited about. So it's kind of like what I talked about last week. I think it's just the Mavs trying to drum up some hopium from their fan base and get people to get back into season tickets and buying ticket plans next year and buying jerseys and say, we'll try again next year. Right now, I'm not buying into it. I'm going to watch the games, but I'm not really going to care.
I completely understand anybody that's in that place. I'm going to watch them, not expecting anything significant to happen. I'm going to keep an eye on it, not because of the job, but because I have been a Mavs fan and I'm kind of over the emotional state of it that I was in, I guess. I'm kind of past that. And I really like Anthony Davis. Unfortunately, he's been injured most of his career and that stunk for him, but I know what the skill set is, so I'm excited about that. Somebody said, let me see if I can find it real quick. They said you found out that you aren't a Mavs fan. You were just a Luka fan all along.
I disagree with that very much.
And I disagree with it too. I'm a Mavs fan. I disagree with the direction they took the Mavericks. Yeah. And that's where I was, because I didn't like it. However, there was a time early in Luka's career where I dropped the suggestion that he was Westbrook or that he was Harden. And on their own, those two guys have never won a championship.
Sure.
Because they've had a lot of stats up. They make some special plays. You're like, oh my gosh. But for whatever reason, that style of game doesn't win it. I don't know why. It seems like team basketball is the way to play. And it feels like they have a bunch of guys that may have been frustrated that they're not getting their opportunities. And that was, I'm thinking as Nico a little bit. And these guys aren't able to do what they need to do. And we'd like for more opportunities to go their way. Even though Luka was setting dudes up, he still shot a lot. He still missed a lot. And there were other nights where he'd score 70. I get it. I didn't like the direction they went either. But if it leads to more wins in the future, everybody will be much happier. They'll still be upset about it, but it'll be much happier along the way.
I agree with you on that. I will say in the positive column for Anthony Davis, he said after the game yesterday, there was no doubt in his mind that he was going to come back. Quote, seeing these guys playing with seven guys, guys playing 38, 40 minutes, we just don't have enough bodies. Kessler Edwards is playing the five. Najee's playing the five. Added a little bit more motivation for me. So I know, while one of the discussion points when we talked about the pros and cons of Anthony Davis coming back was it doesn't look like this team, at least for this year with all the injuries, has really any shot at a championship. I love that Anthony Davis was like, I watched this team struggle with the numbers, struggle with the minutes people are having to play because of lack of depth, struggling with players that are way out of position because, again, of all the injuries. And he's like, that's one of the things that motivated me to come back. So I say big, giant thumbs up to Anthony Davis for that. And then I want to read this text because, again, I think this person has gotten the message all wrong. For the 469, Kevin, you suck. Hurtful. The Cowboys have been losing for a long time. You still root for them. Go Mavs. I'm not sure if you've heard the entire segment when I said I was absolutely still watching and rooting for the Mavs. I just don't care as much. And anybody who's been a Cowboys fan their entire life, like me, has found many times when they just didn't care as much because of either decisions that were made, teams that were struggling. I never said I'm out on the Mavs forever. I said I'm not as excited watching their games right now. There have been so many seasons this last season, 2015, 2000, 2001, 2002, and you can name many others when watching the Cowboys almost felt like a chore because I love them and I grew up with them, but you're like, I've seen this team. Or why did we make that decision? Like, why did we essentially send Troy away? You know, like, it's things like that. And I still think I'm in that phase.
Somebody said, look, this could be it too. Somebody was like, this is, why did they build a team around Luka? Maybe they always had in mind, we're going to move on and we're going to build a team that can win if we can get a different piece rather than Luka. Maybe that's the way Nico was thinking. I don't know. We've never really gotten a good straight answer out of anybody in that front office, so we're still trying to figure that out. But the line of, I've seen this team, that's what, as a fan, is the most frustrating thing. We feel like we see things that ownership and front office do not see because they're idiots and they don't know what they're doing. Unless they've won a championship, then they're the smartest one. Chris Young's the smartest person we know. He won us a World Series. The Rangers were never able to do it before. So that's a possibility but that feeling of, we know what that team's made of. We get it. Why did you do this if we knew this about it? And you didn't see that? We're always feeling like ownership doesn't understand what fans see because we see it better. We've been watching it more than you. And they're like, no, you haven't. You don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff. You're like, then tell us. And then they're like, no, we can't tell you because you're not ready for the truth.
Yeah. And look, and this is tough from the 817. If the team was healthy after the trade, it was a better team. How can you not see that? Okay. You don't know that. That's what you think from the 817. I'm very glad that you're participating in the show. I just want to make this clear. That's what you think. You don't know that because we didn't get to see it. It's one of the things that we went round and round with Tony Romo and Dak about different things and different seasons, a variety of time. You can think that and you can believe that with all your heart. And I'm not saying that you're 100% wrong because guess what? I don't know either. I'm not saying that the team was going to be worse if everybody was healthy. I'm not saying that at all. It's just you didn't get to see it. I didn't get to see it. Everybody got hurt and the team immediately went in the tank. That is hard to keep your enthusiasm up for.
Yeah, and then when you think you have a team built for a championship and the rug is just completely taken out from under you, you're like, what are we even trying to do this for? And again, if Anthony Davis was healthy and Kyrie hadn't gotten hurt and PJ hadn't gotten hurt, Gafford and Lively were there, this thing would look different and you might feel a little more confident. When those guys come back, will they be in position to be in the playoffs? Probably yes.
Yes.
Because Anthony Davis is good enough to get them a few more wins to keep them in that place. And if they want to do that, which the players on the court want to do that, how far can that team go if your bigs come back and you don't have Kyrie, but you do have PJ and other facilitators? This team, if you just keep watching them a little bit, might give you some answers to that question.